guys, welcome back to Concentrated Presents Cup and Saucer. I'm your host this week, Courtney, and I'm here, per usual, with my co-hosts, Manera and Eric.
You can talk now, Manera.
Sorry! I was just being quiet, I'm sorry.
She was concentrating so hard. No pun intended. Ha ha. Okay, nobody else laughed. Okay, it's fine. As my boss says, Will Smith laughs at his own jokes, and so do I.
Okay.
So.
Ba-do-tsh.
That's a different episode. They're still working on their promos for that. So, this week we will be covering Netflix's Persuasion, starring Dakota Johnson and Henry Golding. She's an interesting one.
And Cosmo Jarvis.
He can't get a shout out because I don't know him. And that's not how they're billing it. They billed it Dakota Johnson and Henry Golding. And, they knew where to put the money. And it was on those two.
And they lied.
It surely did. It was full of lies. In case you don't know.
Even when you click on it on Netflix, like Henry Golding's picture pops up when you click on it before you go to start the movie.
They knew. In case you don't know. Persuasion is the film adaptation of Jane Austen's like final completed novel. She's interesting. I mean, if you've ever read like a Jane Austen novel, there's a lot of longing, a lot of will they, won't they. And this movie is chock full of it. So,
a lot of comedy too.
Yeah. She's interesting. She's an interesting take on Jane Austen, especially if the last thing you watched was maybe like Jane Austen in high school.
Look,
like
I know you guys can see my TV behind me.
I see him.
When
he's right there.
Immediately, Henry Golding in his big-ass chimney sweep hat.
And I loved it. Beautiful gowns. Stunning gowns. So maybe let's start with... I'll give you guys kind of like a quick synopsis. I'll try not to spill too much about the movie, and then we can kind of go into things we like, things we didn't like. So the movie starts off with Dakota Johnson. She's the star. And my personal favorite Nepo baby. She plays Anne. She is the middle child of two sisters, Elizabeth and her older sister, and Mary.
Mary.
She is a unwed middle child. Her older sister is unwed as well, which I feel like should cause more of an uproar. But she's a little bit more well-to-do, and like she definitely does things the proper
way. She's more of like a socialite.
Society woman, for sure. But she is the very obvious black sheep.
Socialite is a term for that, but yeah.
Bye.
Just saying.
Goodbye.
Social woman.
We just got here. Why are we doing it already?
You knew what I meant. Okay. She is obviously a socialite in these times. Anyway, she is the black sheep of the family. Her younger sister is married. She's kind of an outsider. It seems like she does a lot of thinking for herself, which, you know, during those times
she didn't when she was supposed to.
Anne, no.
Oh, okay. Anne. I was gonna say, yeah, Mary, definitely Mary's a thing a for herself,
little,
but she's
diva.
She's kind of she's very much a diva asshole, and she's the best character.
She's a, you know why? It's because she's a youngest sibling, and so are you. And I think you relate. There's some overlap in the
personality. He saw himself in there.
Because, listen, I looked at Elizabeth and I said, ooh, I do be doing some of that. Huh.
Now, when I saw Elizabeth, I was like, oh, you got old woman face.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's just her face. Eric is like, absolutely not.
No.
She's just old.
Well, they all have animal faces. Like, she looks like an owl. Anne looks like a crocodile. And Mary looks like some type of, like, small bunny, like a rabbit.
I do see that. No, you're not wrong. He's not wrong.
We're not doing that. Okay. No, it's not. Stop it. Eric, you don't have any video on my side, so I'm giving you a stern look, though.
She got we'll continue talking about your croc-faced Nepo baby.
I love her. Stop it. So basically, she was in love with this poor man, which, you know, classism is real in these times. And he had no stature, no money. She was from a well-to-do family, and they were basically like, you cannot be with this dude. He doesn't bring anything to the table. He doesn't, like, increase our family's wealth. you can't see him anymore. They were in love, but she ends up breaking up with him. She dumps his ass. Fast forward, it's like 8 years later. She still hasn't gotten over it. She does a lot of drinking, which relatable. And she's like sad. She's like never really like moves on. You find out that he has now is coming to town, and not only is he coming to town as a like rich man in the British Navy, but he's like achieved rank and a higher stature, and he is.
Did you say rack or rank?
I said rack.
Rack. She's racking up the rank.
I said rack, but I meant rank.
I was like, I do apologize, but I can't let that go. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was going to let it go. I was
I know you were. Nice. I looked at you and you were like looking up, and I was like, oh, he's going to let it go. Not I. Oh. Little brown mouse. Go on. So he achieved rack.
I'm still he's looking high at rack in the stature.
In the British Navy.
Yes, in the British Navy. So not only has he come back with all of the things that basically would make him an eligible match for her, but he is also single. He hasn't married. There have never been any mention of a woman, but he comes back basically to find a wife. He wants to settle down and, you know, leave the Navy and whatever.
He's like a captain, but they're trying to convince him to go back and to become an admiral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really want that. He wants to settle down. He was like, I, you know, want to have a family. Meanwhile, she, Anne, is visiting her, like, sister and her, like, in-laws, which they made some cute little babies.
And well, the reason the she's going to visit is because they have to get out of town because daddy is broke.
Oh, yes. Mm. A major plot point is that he has no money. And we're now
played by the amazing Richard E. Grant.
And now that
and he's very vain.
Yeah. Very vain and bad with money.
Yeah. Mm. And now that they have no money, she's gone to stay with his sister.
He's got to rent his estate out, I guess, for the summer so that he can afford to pay off his debts.
Must be nice. And
he right? did not want to.
No. Mood. They had to convince him.
Mm-hmm.
Mood. So they're with the younger sister, Mary, at her family's house with their cute little kids. And you find out that the ex, what is his name? Something.
Winford. It's Win something. No. It's a very, very powerful white man name. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's rack and stature.
Captain Friedrich. Oh, he looks good there, but not here.
Wentworth. Yep.
So he's coming to their family's estate to, like, I guess visit or whatever. He's coming. They're going to have this dinner for him. She's like, ugh, I would just want to avoid this. No avoiding. There's obviously rank with intention, romantic, sexual, all of the above. But then her sister-in-law starts making like goo-goo eyes at him. And it seems like, you know, he's feeling the teen bride. So it doesn't look good for...
Because she's staying away from him. Like, the sister-in-law had told her, like, hey, there's going to be this guy. I think he'll be great for you. I'm going to talk you up, and then I'm going to have you sit next to him. She does the absolute opposite. Like, she acts like she doesn't know like, how to sit. Yeah.
And she's like,
well, no. You know she I was like talking it. Him up. Don't do that, because I didn't think that girl was malicious.
I think the main plot point that we're leaving out is that her relationship with him was basically secret to everyone, for the exception of her mother's friend, Lady Russell. Lady Russell knew about it, and she's the one that gave her the advice to dump him because he didn't have any status or stature.
Love Lady Russell, by the way.
Love her.
Yeah.
She goes on those tours.
But that's why when everyone meets, and, you know, they're like, hey, you guys have met before, no one knows that they were in a very serious relationship before she dumped his ass, and he ran off to the Navy to get away from his feelings.
It's you saying he ran off, and I see him, like, running.
Yeah. It's a cry run, like, red from Friday. Like, mm-hmm. He gonna cry in the car, like, she dumped me.
Black card revoked.
Yeah, because you were real quiet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I only know just, like, the, like, major moment. I'm sorry. Also, a man hits a lady in that movie, and I didn't like that.
Wait, what? In Friday? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about, because that's not British. Mm-hmm. That's L.A. So, basically, her in-law starts, you know, making Google eyes at them. They become a thing.
Louisa.
There's a lot of, like, secret pining. Like, neither one of them wants to show the other one too much attention. And then they're... Is the walk before or after she meets Henry Golding?
Which walk?
The one where somebody does Humpty Dumpty. No.
That's
after.
Okay.
They meet Henry Golding on the walk from the beach.
Okay. So let's finally bring in Henry Golding, who doesn't show up at least until like what?
He doesn't show up until after the first hour. Yeah.
Wild. They really bait and switched us here, guys. So they're on this walk in, I don't know where they are, Cliffs of Dover, Bath, something. I don't remember. And literally just walking, and then there's Henry Golding. Handsome, chiseled jaw Henry Golding.
Top hat.
Very much kind of stuff. Hardcore flirting with Anne.
Dressed as 1800 snake eyes in all black.
Mm-hmm. And it's hot. It's working for him. Anne is flirting back. And then Frederick is like, absolutely not. What you're not going to do is any of that. Meanwhile, he hasn't paid any mind to her.
Can I help you, homie?
Yeah. He's like, keep it stepping.
You looking at my girl, who's not my girl, who used to be my girl, but secretly no one knows she's my girl? Mm-hmm. You checking out my girl, bro?
It was very...
Looking at my squaw?
Mm-hmm. It was very much weird.
You're staring at my squaw, bro?
So he...
To which Henry Golding is basically just like, maybe, bro. Maybe your girl's looking at me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And guess what? She was, because I was.
I think she's liking what she's seeing, bro. I was waiting for them to, like, come to very, like, frail blows, because they're both very, like, maybe somebody gets slapped with a glove and challenged to a duel. Didn't happen. I was upset.
It was some 1800s, like, do you want to step to me?
Yeah.
Type energy.
Do you wish to insult my honor, sir?
Believe you're insulting mine.
So
I would, but you had no honor to begin with, sir.
Ooh.
Yeah, now somebody's got to die.
So we basically find out that Henry is actually her cousin. Mm-hmm.
That one got a little weird.
It's just what we do in these times. I'm not justifying it by any means.
It sounds fucked up, but this is how British nobility works.
Yes, you're married to
a lot of cousins. Yeah, a lot of cousins, even up to now. Look at the British royal family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cousin lovers. In there. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they're second and third cousins. Still your cousin.
I don't know, because here, like my second and third cousins, I see them often at family gatherings, and I don't think I would want to marry or procreate with them. That seems bad.
You're not trying to get with them?
It's less about like actually loving that person or being into them,
and wanting
more
to
about
continue your
keeping,
family line.
Keeping it in the family and keeping, you know, money on top of money. It's how the rich stay rich, by marrying their cousins, apparently.
I mean,
ew, gross.
You're not wrong. I mean, it's obviously been the
case
for
centuries.
That's
why we're all broke. We don't have the balls to do it.
Oh my God.
Yep, we're all broke.
Okay, well, I mean...
And marrying new people instead of...
I think this is a conscious choice.
Adding diversity to our lineage. Uh-huh.
I think this is a conscious choice of just not wanting to marry and sleep with our family members, I think. Radical, I know. Anyway, so we find out that Henry Golding is... Whose name? I can't remember.
Mr. Elliot.
Thank you. Is her cousin. And basically now holds the title of nobility within her family, and he wanted Anne's dad wanted him to marry her older sister Elizabeth, and he was like, you know what, I am absolutely not the fuck interested in her.
Yeah,
I'm going to marry this American lady. He was living and loving life. Spoiler alert, his wife died, and now he's looking for a new bride.
Which is also why apparently he was dressed in all black. Mm-hmm. He is dressed in for mourning, and I was like, well, how long do you have to dress like that?
know, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
So I mean, I wonder how long. I
wear black all the time, but
Eric's like, I'm always mourning.
I'm always in mourning. I'm mourning on the inside for my emotions. I'm very emo.
All right.
Eric's inside out. People are all wearing black t-shirts and have like heavy eyeliner.
If I could pull off the eyeliner, I would have by now. But I'd probably look like Jack Sparrow.
That might be a vibe.
Right.
Goth Jack Black.
It's almost Halloween. We'll workshop some looks for you. So when...
I don't want to look like chubby Batman.
Well, I mean...
You have to wear the pointy ears. They go to Lyme. Lyme is the town. I made them go by the Cliffs of Dover and everything else but where they actually are. They're in Lyme.
I remember Lyme and Bath, and they did the thing where it's like everybody's doing it now. They started it in like Captain America Civil War with the big title cards. Uh-huh.
I like that because
I like it personally.
I'm a typography like nerd, and I think if the letters look nice, like I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of vibey. I like that.
Yeah, it works if you know what you're doing. It works here, but like
it didn't work in The Gray Man.
Yeah, a lot of British places kind of all sound the same. They just look like really fancy things on the screen. It did not work in The Gray Man. A lot of The Gray Man didn't work, but whatever.
A lot of you're goddamn right about that. Anyway, so
the only thing that did work was Chris Evans.
Truly.
He really worked it.
He was like, I'm making a meal of this ham sandwich and I'm going all day.
So we find your fucking gobble noise is wild. We find out that Frederick and Louisa, is that the sister-in-law?
Yes.
Louisa are like really a thing. She seems to be her age, which is like teenager, because she keeps hopping off of this fucking wall and is like, catch me. So then he's like, okay, like stop for real. Like we're on a trail. Like don't do no more jumping.
Them together like very much felt like a high school relationship.
Absolutely. Like, if you don't call me tonight, I'm gonna break up with you.
I will kill myself. Truly. If you don't tell me you love me in front of all your friends right now.
Truly.
And then he does it.
Yeah. Then you got to fight a knife out of her hand because you think she might actually do it.
It's so much. So she gets up
and
on
you
that
wall.
Tell
her she's being the most. And she's like, how dare you
then
tell me
I'm
being
crying.
The most. I'll do more.
Right. Yep. Not I'll do more.
So she climbs back up on that wall and is like, well, listen, if you don't catch me, I'm just going to jump and you better catch me. She like jumps off this fucking wall and bashes her head on the ground. And would say, I think all three of us would say, she fucking deserved that. I was like,
is that bitch dead? This seems like some Jane Austen shit where somebody just dies out of the blue. I was like, is this some Little Women shit? Is one of them just gonna die?
Hey!
What, did I spoil Little Women?
No, but it's still very raw for me.
I was gonna say, did I spoil the 100-year-old book and like multiple film adaptations, Little Women?
And I love it, but like, feel sad every time she dies.
Well, yeah, and I like, unlike that, this I wouldn't have felt very sad about.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You deserve
that. She did deserve it.
You deserve that for basically doing the 1800s version of a TikTok challenge.
You're not wrong.
What was she thinking?
She wasn't.
She
thought
it was 14. Yeah, she's like, I'm being cute, and rich smart guys love that. So I'm gonna be cute, and I'm gonna throw myself, and he'll catch me. You haven't gotten to that part of the trust thing yet.
Well, anyway.
He caught you the first time and told you, be cool. And you're like, no, I'm going to do it again.
Well, she starts admitting.
He was like, oh, no, my arms don't work. Boop.
He falls.
Turned around and looked like, what?
She's unconscious now.
And he gave her that look that you give a drunk friend when they're being real drunk. And she's like, would you fucking stop right now?
You're embarrassing us.
That's what makes you
sober up real quick if you're also drinking. You're like, okay, this bitch is embarrassing us. I gotta fucking get it together for the group.
Mm-hmm. Someone call me an Uber.
Basically, quickly, because this bitch can't be left alone. So she's unconscious. Now he feels chained to her bedside. And Anne ends up leaving because the younger sister,
Mary
is like, I have to stay. You don't even know her.
Anne will go. Thank you.
Anne leaves, starts building kind of a romance with Henry Golding. He, you know, romances her. And then we come to find out that Frederick and Louisa are now engaged, and she's woken up from her coma, her unconsciousness, whatever, her concussion, I don't know.
She had a concussion.
And they're in love and engaged to be married, and it basically all kind of leads up to a will they, won't they type of thing. And I won't tell you the end just in case you guys want to go see it. But now that I've kind of, we've kind of outlined a great deal of the plot, let's start with the things we did like. Who wants to go
first? Do you want me to go first?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. I really like this movie.
Manera's about you the guys? Only one that, like, didn't have, I think, a ton of bones to pick with it. Eric and I think, were a little more critical. Yeah. But
it did exactly what I thought it was going to do. It, from beginning to end, I knew exactly where it was going to be. I very much, if you listen to our previous episode, I did what I usually do. You
watched it like 2 weeks early.
I did. I watched it when it dropped, actually. She did. And then,
she was the one to remind me that it came out. And I was like, oh, yeah. I kept saying, I want to watch this.
Mm-hmm. I eat up everything that is, you know, a nice British, like, countryside,
mostly
will they,
British.
Won't they? Yes, I mostly British. I know. And I, it was a good watch that I watched in a one like hour of a Friday while I was getting a project done, and so it did everything I wanted it to do. When you know she was drinking and she called his name from across the from across the house, and he like everyone turned around and like looked at her, and she was like, everyone sees me, and like dunked down. That was hilarious to me. I gasped when the dumb girl dropped, when I will say she's dumb, the young girl said, now catch me for real, and jumped. I said, oh, and I thought she was dead too. I, you know, yeah, I oohed when dead. I oohed when we saw Henry Golding, like, and the ending, I was like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And then I went to YouTube and watched something else. Like, it is a good in the background while you're doing something else movie. I enjoyed myself because it did what it wanted to do. So I don't have any gripes, but y'all got some gripes.
I do, but I enjoyed the characters more than I enjoyed the main plot. Like, I enjoyed all the side characters more than I enjoy Anne and Frederick with his big ass Lego head.
Mm. His head's so big.
I'm looking at it now and it is very square. Like, he's got a thick neck too. So
yeah, and they keep helpful. Putting him in these very high collar shirts.
Collar, and I'm like, this yeah. is all the same. Like, there's no gap to like show.
It just
hey,
draws
my
your
neck.
Attention to the fact that his head is like a Lego block. Lego head ass boy.
Do you think that's his real hair or he's wearing like a wig? Because there's something wiggy about it, but like also it could be his hair.
I don't know. Every other like picture that I've seen of him
yeah.
is very
like, and like it's very
short,
black
cropped hair.
Yeah. It's very black and like his facial hair is not as dark. So I don't know.
Maybe he's got like pieces in there.
Maybe. Cause it's like it looks like every... a little bit of hairline and then bam, wig. Sorry.
Yeah. Every other picture I've seen, like on his IMDb, like his hair is very short, like very short cropped, like a buzz cut. And it looks much better because he has a very big head.
Get off that man's head.
But also, I think it is a wig. I think he might be mixed. Because, like, looking at his hair in certain things, it's very, very curly.
Yeah.
Oh, where he's with... Is that Florence... Is that Pugh?
Florence Pugh, yeah.
Is that Pugh?
Pew, pew. Yes, that's
he
that's
does
gun sounds.
Look mixed in this.
Uh-huh. And I think that may be why he keeps his hair pretty short cropped, and maybe they put him in a wig. Kind of like what they did with the guy who played Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
He's from New Jersey.
This is an American?
His okay,
well, his
so
name is
Cosmo.
It says he's
no,
an
no,
American-born
no.
British actor.
Cosmo is his stage name.
Oh,
his name is Harrison.
Harrison.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, no, here's what it is. He's Armenian.
Armenian.
Yeah,
that's so he's
there
share.
You go.
He's share.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yep. Armenian and Armenian mother and English father. So that explains yep. the hair. So that there probably is a wig that he's wearing here.
Because his hair, like you said, it is very textured yeah. in that picture with him in Pew Pew.
So what I'm hearing is that he's basically a Kardashian.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this explains a lot. Eric, that's...
Doesn't explain his big-ass head, though.
It doesn't explain the, oh, the head right. size.
Step yeah, off no. the hair, though, Eric.
I like all of the other characters. I really like Mary and her husband because they seem like a perfect couple together. Like, where like one is just way too much and the other one is just way too calm. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have both people always at 100. Uh-huh. Somebody's got to be at like 70.
For sure.
Or less. Like, he's at like 25. And he's like, you have children. He's like, well, I hate the children.
Truly. She like, said, yeah, I don't give a fuck about the children.
I had them for you, really.
I did like when he brought it back in her face, though, where he was like, oh, you want to stay? But I thought you were allergic to staying in houses with less than 5 servants. You might catch something. I was like, oh, snap, Lego head, got you. Mm-hmm. Fucking burned.
He did eat her up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my favorite part, love it or hate her, my Nepo baby. The accent... is going to be
talking
on...
about that crocodile face woman with the bad English accent.
I'm not saying anything about the way her face is because I love her and I love her daddy and I love her mama. So what I'm not going to
all
do...
I could hear was Katherine Heigl and Caffeine doing her really bad English accent.
I've never seen that, so I'm.
I don't even like her. So
it's a. It was a comedy from the early 2000s with her.
Oh,
and
you've
Mike
talked
Vogel.
About it on this podcast
yeah,
before.
It's a bunch of other American actors doing really bad English accents. It's like, why wouldn't you just cast English
Hire
people?
British people?
And Mira Sorvino's in it, too, doing a bad English accent.
You,
is that
we
why you
really,
hate her?
We've right. really given her a lot of play on the podcast these last couple weeks.
I said Mira, not Paul, not her daddy.
I know, but
also,
we've
I'm
talked
not a fan,
about her a lot.
Not a fan of the whole family.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough crowd over where you are, for sure. So, lover or hater, she's my favorite Nepo baby, so I quite enjoy her. Now, we can talk about the accent on the things we don't like, but I like her. There's something that is compelling about her to me. I like the...
Did you watch her in The Other Daughter with Olivia Colman?
Yes. So my boss watched it first and was like, you have to watch this movie. Like, he was like, it's so good. You have to watch it. He was like,
Stop.
Okay.
Eric, did you watch your Smells of Soup girls first? Like, she directed that. Did you know?
I haven't watched it. Yes, I know she directed it.
Okay. Go on. I just wanted to make sure that he knew about soup.
I like her. There's something that is compelling about her to me.
Soup.
I know. Goodbye.
It's not a good soup.
I don't know what it is about her that I like so much, but I do really like her. I like the fourth wall breaks. I like that they kind of modernize it. And I think a thing that we didn't talk about and what you'll see like when you first start watching the movie is that they're doing colorblind casting. I like that that's like not the norm, but I feel like more people are doing it and I hope it will be the norm.
There's a lot of people of color in the movie.
I like being able to see like, oh, a black person playing someone that's not
internet
a servant
hates it, apparently.
Or a slave. Wow.
Yeah. Or a black person having white servants. It's like, yeah,
lovely.
Show them.
And it's not even talked about. It's just the thing.
Yeah. There's Asian people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the internet hates it. Their biggest complaint that I've read on like different forums is like, everyone wants to be Bridgerton now. It's like, God forbid you let people of color be in your period piece. And they not have to be, you know, slaves or in bondage of some type.
Controversial. I know. Whoa. The black people could want something more.
You just treat them like they existed in your fiction.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
This isn't based on history. It's real time in history, but it like doesn't have to be. You're not.
These
not
are
a
not
documentary
real
about Winston Churchill.
This is fiction.
They're from a fucking Jane Austen novel.
Truly, let's not even get started on works of fiction and people getting mad over the casting now. So these are all things that I think I really enjoyed about the film. I like that it's a messy plot, like. If you modernize this script a little bit more, she could be on regular TV right now.
I feel like I may have seen, and I'm pretty sure there has been adaptations.
Sure, absolutely.
Like modern adaptations of this, or like, you know,
something based that's inspired by. This. Yeah, for sure. But like, I like that it's,
because this feels like something I would have seen about some girl living in Brooklyn, and you know, her ex comes back to the States or some shit. This is some Anna Kendrick shit that I'm pretty sure I may have actually seen an Anna Kendrick movie about. This.
I think you like her too, and I think you would willingly.
I do
watch
enjoy me some Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
I don't have to hide my feelings for the Cups girl.
I got my ticket to the Long Way. It never really did it for me personally, but you know, I suppose at least it's not Elizabeth Banks.
She's got a weird head.
She's also like a little racist, I think. So, Liz, work on yourself. So now that we've gone over the things that we...
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Banks is like, am I?
Wait, what?
Oh my God, right.
Listen,
what'd that black girl say about me?
You don't want me to open the can of worms for you, Liz. So let's just do some introspective.
Like, I got the can opener.
So now that we've gone over the things that we did like, let's talk about the things we didn't like. Manira's mouth is tight.
No notes like, for me.
I loved everything. This is the best.
I mean, it's not as good as like the other one that came out, and we won't talk about that because we've got. But
I feel like if you wanted to get an American white woman in this, you could have gotten like, what's her name, Emma Stone. This would have been an Emma Stone movie.
I think she's too old,
and she's done.
She's
too many
not too old
pieces
for this.
No, I feel like
okay. Well, let's see what the tea
like,
is.
I feel like Emma Stone's face has gotten older ever since she had a baby.
She had
and
a baby?
So now
she is only 1 year older than Dakota Johnson.
Oh my God, Dakota is 32.
I do apologize, but it shows. And I think that
oh my God,
I didn't mind.
It's hard out here.
Like
for
she's
him.
The middle child. Listen, she's the middle child, and I think that the age on her looked appropriate. Like her sister had three babies.
They could have gotten Emma Watson to do this. She's about she's like 25 now.
She's British. We're getting
yeah.
Americans.
That's what I'm saying. No, everyone else in this movie is British.
No, it's not. Cosmo's not a Brit. You just said he's from Jersey.
No, he is American born, but he is English. He lives in England, I believe. I think that's his real accent.
But I think what they're trying to do is bring in the American star power. So I think you need...
Of Dakota fucking Johnson?
You stepped into that one.
Sorry to that lady, but damn.
I'm just telling you what I think the reasoning is behind it, whether you believe it or not. I see her movies, so I like them. You don't, obviously. Because what did I watch that I really liked with her in it? The High Note with Tracee Ellis Ross. I really liked that movie. And I was like, damn, it's sad that this came out.
Nepo Baby on Nepo Baby casting.
Guess what? I fucking loved it. That's my OG Nepo Baby. I love her.
I was going to say that she's my favorite Nepo Baby when you ask the question.
That's yours.
There it is. Yeah.
Like her mother is Dakota Johnson and she was a supermodel. She lives her best life. Truly. But that's neither here nor there. Eric, do you want to finish talking about all the things you didn't like and you hated? It starts with Dakota Johnson and ends with Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, starts with Dakota Johnson and that man's big ass head. I didn't like them. Like, I liked everyone else in the movie. Especially Richard E. Grant, who I feel like we just kind of breezed over.
We did, because I don't have a connection to him. What else is he in that we... Was he in something else that we watched? Probably.
He was in Loki. He's been in a million. He was in.
Who is he in Loki?
He was in. He's what's her name's dad on The Outlaws, the socialite.
Oh, the Isn't terrible
he?
Father.
He was bad. Yeah, he was bad to her.
The mean
he loves playing a villain.
Oh God, yeah, he really does. He's got to be like 90. How old is he?
No, whoa, that's rude.
He's not. Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
No, oh my God.
Sorry.
And he gets top billing in this movie because he's Richard E. Grant. Born in 1957.
He did get top billing for you.
So he's like
in his 70s.
Now. He's about to be 65.
Oh my God, he's not even in his 70s.
Look at you aging him.
I put him in the fucking grave.
You're like, this man fought in World War One.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Okay, so Eric only loves the secondary characters, hates the leads. Yep. Got it.
Also, I kind of, the ending, I definitely saw coming kind of all around. Like once Snake Eyes started kind of being a weird dick to people, I was like, oh, it's not gonna turn out how I think it is.
You mean when he was telling everybody that he was getting married to her and hadn't discussed it with her yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not just that, just his general, like the way he talked to people, and like she thought it was like charming and funny, but like you're like, no, you're being an asshole.
You said no, you're being an asshole.
I liked it. Well, I liked
it. He's just a rich man, right? I don't care. He's a richy rich. I don't care.
Yeah.
We're going to marry him, baby girl.
I liked everybody else.
Good to know. So did Taco. Like? Taco liked everybody else too. I think the thing that I didn't like was that I don't feel particularly connected to any of the characters. I feel like it's a long movie. It's almost like 2 hours, but I feel like I never really grow to, like, get fond of the characters. And that's something that I like because I want to feel strongly. I think the only one that I was really like, oh my God, I love him, was, I think he must be his, like, second in command or something, but it's one of his Navy friends. And I thought he was very funny and charming.
He talks to her to convince him to go back to the Navy.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like him. I think he's like charming and kind of funny, but I don't necessarily feel connected to any of the other secondary characters, which is kind of a bummer. Just because it's such a big cast, I want to kind of feel that.
I like that he was so connected with his the gentleman who was going to be his brother-in-law.
Yes,
I liked that.
Although he was really upset by the end, but then it seemed to be fine because then he was okay. what else didn't I like? I think another thing that I just wasn't a fan of is Dakota Johnson's weird accent. And I mean, she's my favorite Nepo baby, but...
You mean the one that she was using her Texas lasso to try to keep a hold on?
It was very wishy-washy. Like, she couldn't really... She never really stuck with it. Like it
she
would
sounded
come
like
and
somebody
go.
Who watched Mary Poppins and then went and did like a local play. It's like, I'm going to do this in my English voice. I'm classically trained. No, you're not, madam. You're from Houston. Get out of here.
That's me when I tried to do my British accent before we started and Eric roasted the shit out of me.
Yep.
Rude.
Like, boy, you know, calm that shit down.
All right. Eric is the only person who can do accents on the show. That's fine. Whatever.
I do a good accent here and there.
Fucking croc mouth and Lego head over there.
Yup.
I'm not Lego head or croc mouth. I do a good accent here and there.
Let Eric tell it. You sound like shit.
It's very... No, I do a Cockney accent really well.
Nope, because you don't rhyme. You got to get the slang down.
No, I do a good Cockney accent.
That's not Cockney at all.
I never said it was Cockney, you son of a bitch.
You are straight up apples and pears. That accent's all the way down.
Oh,
fucking I hate you. I knew when I did it, he was going to say something.
I'll never have fun again. Don't you worry. So I think that... I think the choice of her casting, which again, I still stick to my reasoning that why.
Oh yeah, they're like, oh, everyone loved her in the fucking, yeah. That what's that? The 50 Shades of Grey movies.
I forget that she was in those.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all three of them. I mean, I watched all three of them and completely forgot that they existed.
I say the people who would be into like Jane Austen novels and romance novels definitely probably know her.
That's me though.
But I didn't need her to be in this to have watched it.
I think that they could
Nor
have.
Nor do I. I've given
gone...
you some good choices to swap.
All
the
right.
only person you gave was Emma Stone and Emma Watson, two Emmas
who I don't think
would be a good fit for the project. If I'm being honest, I'm sure that there is somebody else that we could have gotten, and it would be neither of those two.
I need
ladies.
You to go back to casting school, my C.
So I think that was a miss for me personally. I just think that this, to me, the story I think could have been better and could have been delivered better if
her character seems like any, like you could throw any British actress in there and it's like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to play a Jane Austen character.
And I think maybe the problem is with how the script is written, like the quintessential Jane Austen
character.
Because like, shouldn't your character feel more fleshed out? Like, think of how many like Jane Austen heroines like you learn about in like high school literature. Like, to me, I would never remember
Jane Eyre.
Right, I would never remember this freaking lady ever. I never heard of the novel before this moment, before I started watching it. So, like, it's news to me. And I think maybe that's kind of where it misses for me. Like, you either need a really strong script or a strong actress with your bad script.
Do you think the script wasn't strong either?
I think that nobody ever becomes fully fleshed out. So I think that's kind of a miss for me. And I think if you're you have the movie riding on her back. And I don't think she's the strongest actress for this particular part.
Yeah, like maybe this could have been like a mini series, like four episodes or three episodes.
Now, do you think it needed a strong lead? Could it have been just somebody that was new?
No.
And Netflix tried it with somebody new. Do you think that it needed, like a named heroine?
It's one or the other. I think you have a really strong script and a so-so actress, or you have a really great actress and a so-so script. You have to have one or the other, and I feel like it has a so-so script and a okay actress, in my opinion.
You could have put Florence Pugh in this. Old Pugh.
Now, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah.
But she, to me, looks a little too young. I would see her closer to Mary's age. So I don't know what they could do to make her look a little bit older. I think she's done a couple of
these period pieces, too.
Pugh?
Yeah.
What was she in?
Wasn't she in?
Didn't she do Little Women?
Yeah, I think she was in Little Women, yeah.
I thought he meant besides Little Women.
I mean, like I said, she's just one of those people that I'm like, oh, okay, you could do this,
you know. Basically.
Yeah.
So that's my thought process behind it. That's what I think. I think it's either a good script, okay, and mediocre actress, bad script, really great actress. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So what? With all of that being said, how would we rate this? 1 to 5ers. Manera, go.
I'll give it a 3.
3 for Manera. Eric?
Yeah, I would say a 3. Like I said, I don't really like the leads, but I liked the movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I liked a lot of the secondary characters, so yeah, I liked it.
Okay. I would also probably give it like a 3, 3.5. So I think we're all kind of in agreement. So if you guys would like to watch this on your own, it's available on Netflix. It's like just under like a 2-hour watch. If you like Bridgerton or any sort of like Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights type novels, this will probably be right up your alley.
Clearly they're trying to, like, they may not want to be Bridgerton specific, but like you have this and you have Mr. Malcolm's List and you have, you know, a lot of movies and shows now coming out trying to ride the Bridgerton wave.
For sure. There's definitely a lot of influence there.
They're like people like seeing themselves represented on screen, but also they still love, you know, they love these period piece romances.
And some do it better than others.
Yeah. Just like with anything. But there's like, hey, guess what? You're going to see Black and Asian and Latino people in them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how fucking British they are.
And it's lovely for me. They're doing it for me. Because I will watch a British something. And I watched it when it was all whites. And now I'm watching it when it's a plethora of colors.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm happy.
You know, fun fact, we exist over there too.
Mm-hmm.
Radical.
Radical emotions, yes.
Let's talk about what is upcoming for concentrated. So over on the main concentrated, we will be doing like a full review and recap of Don't Worry Darling and all of the hubbub,
the messiness
surrounding. I'm so excited. If you know anything about me, I love mess, I love drama, I love gossip. And when I tell you, I've been eating good off that gossip for months. It's like the culmination of like this like great pot of soup I've been making, and now it's finally time to enjoy this bad boy. I'm so excited.
I honestly hope this movie is good though.
It really looks beautiful. The still shots and the like the still photography from the movie looks stunning. So if nothing else, I know that it will at least be pretty. But I mean,
did you guys watch the thing that I sent you with Olivia like breaking down that scene?
What scene? No. Did you send it to me today?
I sent it in our group like last week, and I told you, I was like, out of anything else, like, I believe that Olivia really and truly believes in what she directed. Like, she believes in this movie. The way that she was describing it and the way that she was describing everyone that helped out in the movie, like from the costuming to the interior to the casting, like, she believes in this movie and she believes in everyone that is around this movie with the way that she was talking about it. So, and for her and for the craft of being a director and getting something off the ground and finally making it and seeing it, I really hope that it is good. That is not to say that I don't like Mess and I don't like Olivia, but with what the way that she talked about it, I really do hope that this movie is good for her.
You know, she's a good director. I've seen a lot of her stuff. Like, she's a very competent, good director. But, you know, I'm not like, oh my god, this movie's going to be the best. Like, who knows?
No. I don't know.
It could be terrible, but
no, I don't think it's going to be the best. But I do think that.
What did Maria say yesterday? Worry, darling. Yeah, that's what them reviews are saying. Worry, worry, darling. So, I go into it optimistic. I don't know that I have high hopes or expectations. I'm very intrigued. I also, like, there's just so much stuff to unpack. I'm super excited. Over on Imperial Dispatch, you guys are covering Andor. Yeah, it'll be coming up soon. Mm-hmm. In that same vein, there is the final episode of She-Hulk that I think just got released today. No.
It's nope. Not final.
It's not?
It's total. No.
I thought it was six.
No.
Oh my god, I made Jen go to the...
They gave us way more. Jen...
Yep. Did they say it was going to be episodes. Six? Or
no,
did they say
they
it was always nine?
It was
going to
be nine for a while.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, episodes. Oh my god, this is the last week with Jen. I'll never see her again. But that's great. Okay, so there'll be a new episode of Heralds of the MCU for you to enjoy. And then next week for us, I actually don't remember what's going the hell on.
Ooh, I didn't want to say anything because I thought that you remembered we went through this. We are picking back up season two of
The Outlaws.
Yes.
I didn't forget.
There we go.
Okay.
Christopher Walken and Stephen Merchant.
Our favorite gang of ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
Misfits.
Yep.
And also, that kind of ties in because Eric was just saying about the dad. So
hopefully we see more Richard E. Grant.
Being a bad dad.
Yep.
Being a bad dad.
But being very good at it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be the worst, be the best at being the worst.
I mean, he was in this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not great. Squandered away our family fortune. It's fine. Mm.
But looked good while doing it and had his pictures all over the walls.
And he knew it, too. He knew he looked
You know
good.
Who my favorite person in this movie was? The debt collector that comes in like, the first 5 minutes.
Oh, when
and,
he
like,
takes her cookies?
Like, your daddy's broke. And he takes her cookie and puts it in his
Princess,
mouth. And yeah. Then he gives her the eyebrows like, and walks away with her cookies.
Terrible.
I was like, yeah. He's up there with the jeweler from Bridgerton who's like, is that a lemon cake?
One thing Eric's going to do, it's going to be stand for some food. He's like, you know what?
What
does that tray of food look good?
Especially when you're taking food from rich people.
Eric, what if it was the same person?
I wish, but that old man in Bridgerton was way older. He just loved him some lemon cake. And this man apparently was like, well, I'm taking these cookies.
Slice.
It's like I'm taking this plate, this tray with the grapes, and I'm taking the cookie right at your hand.
Right at your hand. Terrible. That was petty.
She couldn't even have the one that was in her hand.
Nope.
No.
He's like, your daddy can't afford it. These are my cookies now.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's cold. So anyway, that is it for us this week. Plenty of concentrated goodies for you to feast upon. It is almost spooky season, so there's less.
Less season the spooky.
if you.
That's back, though, Eric.
What?
Le Spooky on HBO?
Oh, I was talking about just spooky. It's spooky, spooky.
Oh.
I was like, what is that?
It's a show.
I see that. The one,
it's got Fred Armisen, I believe.
Oh.
He's bad.
You always say that, but I can never understand why.
His face scares me, personally. The face is doing it for me. But anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on all of the major social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just search Concentrated Podcast. You'll find us there. We have our Concentrated Blurred Talk group on Facebook. Come make a post. Every week I say I'm going to make a post. I never post. Maybe you can make a post and then I'll be inspired by you and you can, and I'll post after you and we'll all start posting. Don't be a stranger. You can
And then we'll all laugh.
And that, please don't throw me off. Thank you. It's all I can do to try to remember these things. We have the email address. If you want to shoot us an email, review, topic, you want to talk shop, you want to decide whether you like Dakota Johnson, email me your favorite Nepo baby. Let's talk about it. Email address is concentratedpodcast@gmail.com.
Did Eric do his favorite Nepo
No,
baby?
He didn't. Eric, what's your favorite Nepo? Who's your favorite Nepo baby?
I want to say Colin Hanks.
Ooh, what? Oh, that's a good one. I do like Colin.
That is a good one.
He kind of stays in his own lane. Mm. He doesn't have to work too hard to be better than his brother Chet.
Mm. That's because fair. Colin is Tom's baby and Chet is Rita's baby. 101%. That's the only... After I seen that video of her rapping Hip Hop Hooray, I said, this explains so much. It explains so much.
Colin is just like, I'm going to keep my head down.
I dated Anna Faris in that random movie, and I loved it. Yep. It was a great time for me.
I was Jack Black's brother in that one movie, and people are like, you look like a young Tom Hanks. And I'm like, yes, I do.
I do.
Don't tell anybody. It's a little...
He also popped up in the Jumanji movies.
I thought you were going to say Little Quaid, Dennis Quaid.
You think Jack?
Little Jack.
Is Jack your Nepo baby fave?
I thought it was.
I like Jack Quaid, but I also know that he got where he is because of who his parents are. Kind of like Wyatt Russell.
That's the whole... Oh, don't do
Is Wyatt Jack's like mother Meg Ryan?
Yes. Okay. Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid.
She's so quiet. I wonder if she's okay sometimes.
They made that weird gangly little skinny man.
Bless it.
She was dating the Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh.
I think they were getting engaged, but I don't know if that is still current. Happened.
Well, now that you guys know our Nepo babies, email me yours, or if you want to say it out loud, you can leave us a voicemail.
I also like Colin Hanks because he didn't try to like hide it. He's like, yeah, my dad's Tom Hanks. I'm Colin Hanks.
He can't hide it. Look at his face.
That is a clone.
Some people try to hide it, like Beanie Feldstein. Like, we know you're Jonah Hill's brother.
Sister.
You try to change your name?
Sister.
Sister, yeah. Sorry. You know what I meant. Like, get the fuck out of here. I just came out of nowhere, and I'm the Lady Jonah Hill. Like, yeah, we know, because we know who your fucking brother is. The Jonah Hill, Jonah Hill.
I don't even think Jonah Hill wants to be Jonah Hill anymore at this point.
No, and he hates it. I've seen a lot of his interviews, and he's trying to get to a good place mentally, and I applaud him for it. He seems like a very chill dude.
He definitely, I think, needs to get away from the industry, so I hope that he finds 100%. Some inner peace there. But that's neither here nor there. If you want to talk
he's got,
about
he's
your
got an
Nepo
acting
babies.
Role coming up for the Ooh. First time in a long... Jonah Hill.
In what?
He's
Is
gonna,
it
I forgot
serious?
What he got cast in something. Yeah, I think so, but like he's been doing a lot of behind the scenes and... directing movies.
I mean,
he directed mid-90s.
Wasn't he in Don't Look Up that I didn't watch?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. Listen, the really world good. Is already scary enough. I don't need anything that's going to alarm me even more. Thank you.
I don't it like will Jennifer.
Definitely.
Lawrence, yeah. I don't. Lawrence. She doesn't do it for me either. After that.
That's kind of literally her role in that movie is people talking about why they don't like her. And it's. I feel like it's very meta to what the main reasons why they don't like her in the movie.
Is it because people think she's annoying? Because I think she's annoying.
Yes. They're like basically, I have we a don't list... trust you because you're a loud, annoying white woman.
I have a list of other women who, like, actresses that just annoy me, so it's hard for me to watch their work. I tried with her multiple times. I gave her multiple chances, and it just never clicked for me. Sorry to that lady. Anyway.
After I watched that movie with her and Chris Pratt, I was like, you know what? I hate both of you now.
Is it the space movie?
Yes.
I knew I wasn't going to feed into any of that business.
Passengers. I was like, you guys just took like 2 hours of my life. This movie is terrible. Mm-hmm. Best part about this movie is when
it's over.
Fucking, yeah, when Morgan, I mean, when Lawrence Fishburne pops up in the last 5 minutes.
Larry's in it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They didn't advertise any of that in the movie.
Because he's just like another person.
They didn't advertise that movie correctly.
Mm. Yeah.
Snooze fest, apparently. I was like,
oh, this is, yeah, this is just a, you know.
Well, not a snooze fest. It was, they tried to make it a love story when it was not. It was creepy.
No, it was very creepy.
Well, now I have to go read the plot. She's like,
oh my God, you're hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'll save you 2 hours. He wakes up by accident. Then he wakes up a random woman and makes her think she woke up by accident. He picked her because she's hot and he fell in love with her, like her little video bio. And then he spends they can't go back to sleep. So they have to be forced to love each other. And they live for like 100 years on the ship before everybody else wakes up. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, oh no, I'm stranded and you're stranded. It's a good thing we're not Uggos, the movie.
Yep.
Yikes.
You're welcome. It sounds saved you 2 hours.
It was stinky.
It was stinky and creepy.
You know what? Another space movie that didn't do it for me. The one where Matt Damon was growing the potatoes.
The Martian?
The Martian?
I love that movie. I read the book.
Me too.
Because you guys like him. He's another one that doesn't work for
me. Yeah, you weren't going to like it anyway.
I gave him hard, cold American dollars. I try. I will pay to go see your stuff to see, hey, do I like this? I don't bootleg.
It didn't have to be Matt Damon. It could have been any random white man, and it would have been all right.
But that's neither here nor there. We're literally leaving the subject. We are leaving the subject of the nepotism babies. Now, if you want to leave a voicemail about any of what we've discussed, maybe you're super excited about The Outlaws Season 2, but like, don't get in there and start spoiling shit, or we're going to fight. Mm-hmm. You can leave us a voicemail, 301-531-4393. And you can tell us whether or not you want us to play it here or just listen before we record. With that being said, lots of ways to reach us. Anything else that we need to share? Oh, Concentrated sponsoring a film festival.
Yes.
It's at the Alamo in
Winchester.
Thank you. Winchester, I almost said Woodbridge. It was going to be a bad scene. Don't show up in Woodbridge. It's a Winchester.
No. We are sponsoring the Psycho Cinema Psychorama Sleepover. 7 movies based on the 7 Deadly Sins. They're all amazing and bad at the same time. But if you're listening to this podcast, you know what we're into. So you should buy a ticket. You should show up. Or you can just donate. They're also taking donations for the Winchester SPCA if you want to donate, like, dog food or cat food or, you know, things to help the kittens and puppies.
Don't make Sarah McLachlan sing a song for you. She's playing right now, and she wants you to do right. Period. It sounds like singing.
Know the first.
It sounds like singing and bagpipes at the same time.
Yep. I only know, like, In the Arms of the Angels. That's it.
The next words are,
up at 3 a.m.
Will you find your strength? But you know what? We'll save it for the next
time. I usually find my way back to sleep when that infomercial is on at 3 in the morning.
On that note, there's plenty that we are sponsoring, doing, plenty of ways to reach us. On that note, we will see you guys next week for episodes 1 and 2 of The Outlaws.
Outlaws.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye.